Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present The Last of the Plainsmen by Zane Grey, narrated by Graham Winton. Chapter 1. The Arizona Desert. One afternoon, far out on the sun-baked waste of sage, we made camp near a clump of withered pinyon trees. The cold desert wind came down upon us with a sudden darkness. Even the Mormons, who were finding the trail for us across the drifting sands, forgot to sing and pray at sundown. We huddled round the campfire, a tired and silent little group. When out of the lonely, melancholy night, some wandering Navajos stole like shadows to our fire. We hailed their advent with delight. They were good-natured Indians, willing to barter a blanket or bracelet, and one of them, a tall, gaunt fellow, with the bearing of a chief, could speak a little English. "Oh," said he, in a deep chest voice.
"Hello, Nadelkadi," greeted Jim Emmett, the Mormon guide.
"Ugh,"
answered the Indian.
"Big pale face, Buffalo Jones, big chief, Buffalo man," introduced Emmett, indicating Jones.
"Oh,"
the Navajo spoke with dignity, and extended a friendly hand.
"Jones, big white chief, rope buffalo, tie up tight," continued Emmett, making motions with his arm as if he were whirling a lasso.
"No big, heap small buffalo,"
said the Indian, holding his hand level with his knee and smiling broadly. Jones, erect, rugged, brawny, stood in the full light of the campfire. He had a dark, bronzed, inscrutable face, a stern mouth and square jaw, keen eyes, half-closed from years of searching the wide plains, and deep furrows wrinkling his cheeks. A strange stillness enfolded his feature, the tranquility earned from a long life of adventure. He held up both muscular hands to the Navajo and spread out his fingers.
"Rope buffalo. Heap big buffalo. Heap many. One son."
The Indian straightened up, but kept his friendly smile.
"Me big chief," went on Jones. "Me go far north. Land of little sticks. Naza! Naza! Rope muskox. Rope white Manitou. Of great slave Naza! Naza!"
"Naza,"
replied the Navajo, pointing to the North Star. "No, no. Yes, me big pale face. Me come long way toward setting sun. Go across big water. Go buckskin. Siwash. Chase cougar."
The cougar, a mountain lion, is a Navajo god, and the Navajos hold him in as much fear and reverence as do the great slave Indians, the muskox.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?